I'm Schiffer. Fuck him, hey, hey, hey.
Soon approaching Shavuos, so it's I think appropriate to speak about Indian, which is very nagea. The world being so small today, beyond how people have children in Eretz Yisrael here, many times works out the Yom Tov. Children come over, and one has 2 days Yom Tov, 1 day Yom Tov. A lot of shailas come out mitzad halacha of what they're allowed to do, what one's allowed to ask them to do. It's maybe kedai to try and speak about this loisa. To go into who has to keep 2 days and who has to go to is very complicated. I once heard from the Baal Sheva Talevi Rav Ozner, when I went to ask him for someone, he said to me, these are one of the hardest shailas for him to answer because the world has changed today in a way that people live half a year here, half a year there, people have flats here, people have diras there, people are not so kuah, people are all over the place. That means you can have Amol. Chazal understood where the person's house was, where the wife was, that's where the husband belongs. You've got many cases where Reb Melamdim and people live a whole year in one place and the house lives there. That noise is impossible to start because one can't the world, as the world says, depends who you ask. The Shaila, I'll just tell you one example how complicated it might become, which I happened to ask in Beshlichus for someone. A bocher was getting married in Eretz Yisrael from London, and he was marrying an Eretz Yisrael girl, and the heskim was, the arrangement between by the shidduch was that he's going to be staying, the chasna was going to be in the winter, and he was going to stay there for Pesach Shavuos for a couple of months, and then come back to England. His shaila was, what does he have to do here? Is he called? He has to keep 2 days Yom Tov, 1 day Yom Tov. That was the shaila. So I went to ask him, and he said to me these words. He said to me, the husband, the chosn, marries, has to keep Pesach Shavuos 2 days, and his wife has to keep 1 day. So, kids, I was shocked with the answer, obviously, because it sounds interesting. Suddenly, the klal is. So he turned around to me and he said to me, "I understand what you're bothering you that because the wife," it said in Yiddish, "the wife has to go after the husband's minhogim, and if the husband has to keep 2 days, then the wife will." But he says, at the end of the day, if you look in halacha, he says it doesn't work like that. In this case, it won't work like this. Why? Because he says azoi, and that's what we'll see in a minute. How in other dinim, the husband is a ben chutz lord who's just going there. He's got no das to stay there, and he has to keep like the dinim of chutz lord. So he's got no shail. He has to keep 2 days. The wife midah chisa is going to be is got din of bas eretz yisrael. She's eretz yisrael. She's been living there all her life. So the moment she has to keep, she keeps 1 day. She's going to move, that's true. She's going to. But when she moves, then we give her the din of Bas Chutz Lot. Until then, we can't give her. From what she's going to be doing later, we know Taka that she's Taka moving. But from what she's going to be doing later, there's no way of letting her. Because we'll see in a minute, the Sif shows us when you've moved there, actually, not when you've got Das to move in half a year's time. So he said to me, there's claw by him, that in such a case, the husband keeps 2 days, the wife keeps 1 day. There goes the shaila. Is the husband allowed to ask her to do for him melochus or not? Which we'll see a little bit long. Oh, it just shows how complicated this can be. Memela.
You'd have to like second day off the candle.
Who?
The husband would have to accept.
They would have to have talk. That's it. That's it. And then she, yeah.
She
told
that
she won't do it. She won't be able to like second.
True. So if it's Friday Shabbos, Shmuz, she said we had Mikdash on Shabbos, and for him it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. So does he have?
So he would have to do his own lights. Yeah, that's what he's saying. So he has to do his own. She doesn't have to do for Yom Tov at all. He's talking about as well Thursday night, where his child was. The second night Yom Tov already.
Yeah.
Coming into the second night Yom Tov.
Shavuos can be Friday Shabbos.
Correct. Kids, that's very complicated, so we'll leave that in another. That's not the noisa which we'll touch today. The shaila is, let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So let's start the way around it. When Bnei Eretz Yisrael come here, is there any heter for them to do any melacha? That means even betzina. The shaila comes up many times. If you've got a light in the bathroom off or something, are they allowed to put on the light? Is the wife allowed to sew something in the bedroom betzina? Perfect. The Ma'aseh Shteh in Siman Tov Tzadik Vov in Siv Gimel says Bnei Eretz Yisrael Shabbos Lechutzot Asun Las Is Melacha Yom Tov Sheni. They're not allowed to do any melacha. As I state, Yom Tov Sheni, B'Yishuv. B'Yishuv means, Afilu Dati, last evening he's going back to Eretz Yisrael, he's not allowed to do any melacha in Yishuv. Ob, continues the Mechaber, B'chol Chutz L'Tchum, Eino Is, Ob, B'Soda, the Gemara says, B'Yishuv is also, B'Midbar Mutah, we'll see in a minute more. And the Mechaber says, what does it mean B'Midbar? It doesn't mean in the middle where there's no people, it means, B'chol Chutz L'Tchum, Eino Is, in all of Chumri, Mokim, Sholach, L'Sham. Basically, the Mechaber says here, the reason why it's a Shuldiker who comes to Chutz Lords gets, has got a din of Yishuv, he's not allowed to do Melocha, because he gets the Chumras. Not because it's Yom Tovim, it's not Yom Tovim, it's definitely not Yom Tov. He gets all the Chumras, like we know, every time you go to a place where they don't do Melocha, Erev Yom Tov, or Erev Pesach. So we give them Chumras, Shemokim Shaholach L'Sham. Oh, but that is only B'Yishuv, where there's people there. The Midbar, or when it's not B'Yishuv, but there's no one there, then he's got no din Yom Tov, then he's got no Chumras, so really he's okay, he can do Melochas. We'll see in a minute, it's not so bullshit either, so L'Choyer should come out that Betzina doesn't say any reason, not because it's only Chumras, and the Klal is when you only do it with Chumras, then normally Betzina you're allowed to do Melochas. But L'Maisa, the Gemara, this L'Choyer is the L'Choyer is the Gemara in Psochim, where the Mechaber gets it from Gemara in Psochim. The Mogen Avraham, by the way, says that Yishuv doesn't mean Yishuv of Goy, it means Yishuv of Yidden. Yishuv has to be when is Bnei Eretz Yisrael not allowed to do Melocha, Bnei Yishuv, it means Yishuv of Yidden. If there's no Yidden there, then you could be Melocha. The problem that the Achronim speak about, today there's Fry Yidden, and one doesn't know who's actually always a Yidden, not. Even if one goes to a very far place, where there's no, where one thinks there's no Yishuv, one can suddenly find that there's some Fry Yidden there, who one didn't know they were Yidden, but the mice they're Yidden. And many poskim hold that you shouldn't be doing a melacha there on Yom Tov Sheni if there's Yidden who are not shomer Torah and mitzvahs. But it doesn't matter. The ma'aser, they are a Yidden, and that shouldn't be. So that would be a shtickle of the problem, which a lot of the poskim speak about today, not knowing it. That's right, it's going to go. But the mekoyr is from this gemara here. Omer Rav Safra Rav Abba in Psochem Daf Nun Aleph on the base. Kigoyin Anan Diyodinam Bikvi Diyarcha. Rav Safra said to Rav Abba, we know Anand Yodina Bikvida, we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. He was Rav Safra, there's a lot of short term how to learn Rav Safra. Rav Safra was in a place where the Shluchim used to come. And if the Shluchim used to get there before Yom Tov, they knew quite clearly that they only have to do one day Yom Tov. So he says, what happens? Because you're in Anand Yodina, we know because we're in a place where the Shluchim come. What do we happens if we go to a place where the Shluchim don't come? Basically, in our words, Bnei Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lo'atz. Bnei Eretz Yisrael know when they were Mekadosh L'Chodesh, when the Shluchim come. And if he goes, we know when you keep one day, because we know when it's Rosh Chodesh. I'm going to a place where they don't know. So what's the halacha in such a case? Is B'Yishuv, the Gemara says, Lo Yavrik. The Gemara says, B'Yishuv, in town you mustn't do a melacha. So the Gisa, there's two Gisa's here. There are, we have a Gisa, B'Bnei Shinu Machloikas. It'll come by machloikas. You go to a town where they're not doing today melacha because they didn't know, the shluchim didn't get there, they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was, and they keep Yom Tov. So in that town, but you shouldn't do it because you nation of machloikas. That's one pshat in the Ramban learns this gisa, and you shouldn't do a melacha. B'midbar mai. B'midbar doesn't mean a midbar. B'midbar means chutz l'tchum. So the Gemara paskes hocham aralang b'yishuv also b'midbar muta. Halacha l'maisa, this is brought down. B'yishuv you're not allowed to do. And the midbar you're allowed to do. So he, Rashi comes along. Rashi says, "What does it mean b'nei shavlo avid?" No, melocha b'yom tov sheni hoyel. So Rashi v'noyag bo issa. Everyone fears a chayissa, like the gears of the gemara. Nei shinu machloikas. There'll be a big machloikas. So Rashi continued, "Lo yashane le'enem es haminig. I will not change in front of them the minig." So the achronim want to be mitayger Rashi only in front of them, because now we said that the whole problem is nei shinu machloikas. So Rashi ends off, "Lo yashane le'enem." What does le'enem mean? In front of their eyes. But when they're not seeing the tzuna, why should there be a problem? No, there won't be machloikas. There's another gears in some rishonim having this gemara here. That's not in the shinu machloikas, but it's zilusa the yom tov. It was another gears. So some rishonim said that the problem of doing a melocha be yishuv in a place where there's yidden there is because of zilusa the yom tov. That everyone's keeping yom tov. You come along and don't keep yom tov. It's a zilusa. But from Rashi's words, some achronim want to be dag lo yashane le'enem saminik. In front of their face, I wouldn't do a minig. Of betzina, putting on a light where no one will see, no one will know, there shouldn't be any problem. The problem is Tosfos. Tosfos comes along, Tosfos says, "Yishuv lo'avidinon." So Tosfos says, "Afilu betzina." He comes along to Tosfos. This is the verb Tosfos, where the Rishonim and the other Rishonim, "Afilu da'atu lachsoi." He's going back to the place where the Shluchim came, he's going back to Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos says, "Why not? Why can't I do betzina?" So Tosfos says, "Dola efshalom locha betzina kamoi shadhon." Tosfos says it's not possible to do melocha betzina. It's impossible. Memena the tzina, Tosfos says, "Be'etzim, if you can do betzina, you would be able to do betzina." But Tosfos has got a problem with the problem of betzina. The tzina won't work out. Tzina, what tzina will be a fahesia at the end of the day? Why not? So the word thing is the loy efshelam melocha betzina kemoi shadron. Melocha is not shach to do betzina. Memena it's going to work out. It's going to come out to a fahesia. A fahesia zicher also lekulam. So the Machzah Shekel, everyone asks, why can't you do this? Certain melochas, fake the Machzah Shekel, certain melochas you can do betzina, which don't make a noise. Driving a car with a motor, things make a noise. A lady wants to sew in her bedroom, second day yontov, it's a shorlik lady, there's no noise, no one sees. Why, fake the Machzah Shekel? Why would that be called? Why isn't that problem of melocha? Why is that called? Why can't you do that betzina? There's certain things you can do betzina, putting on a light. So the Machzah Shekel says Azoi, the Machzah Shekel says, and the Pri Chodesh says, the door's closed, no one's at home, no one has to see. Light went on for a minute. So Machzah Shekel says, brings Pri Chodesh, and he says, Roiv melochas or with coil, with seeing. Mamele, you're right, there is a mute, he says. There is sewing, for instance, which no one has to see. There's no rash, there's no coil, there's nothing. Or if you're going to have a problem, he says, we got Roiv melochas make a noise, people see there's a pesuma, pefahesia. So the miyut has to go after the roiv, doctor. And Mela, that's why Tosfos didn't allow it. So Tosfos came along and Tosfos was mechadashi that betzina we couldn't allow such a thing because of roiv melochas. Roiv melochas or not. Rashi taka them a diet that you would be able to lay name or be Tosfos. The Morgan of Rome comes along. The Morgan of Rome comes along and he asks the same thing. And the Morgan of Rome says, ask this kash over here. Right? On this sieve where the Chava brings down that you shouldn't be doing a melocha beyond Tov. So he brings down the Gemara, he brings down the Tosfos, brings down everything that Betzini you shouldn't be as well. There's other Rishonim says, Betzini, you can't do melocha, maybe you can't. So the Morgan of Rome asks, I don't understand. If Be'etzen, this Ben Etz Yisrael, has no din Yom Tov, he's got no din Yom Tov, he doesn't have any, he doesn't do Kiddush, he doesn't anything. So why shouldn't he be able to? So if it's only a chumrah, frek the Morgan of Rome, the klal is, the chumrah that a person keeps is only for Hesia. Let's say he comes to a place where you're not allowed to do a minig Erev Pesach. So that minig, you do only do for Hesia, you don't do a melocha. But Tzina, he's allowed to, because he hasn't got the chumrah. He hasn't got the din. It's not din of Yomtah. Any dins of the Morgan of Rome is only for Hesia, not for Tzina. So he asks, why wouldn't you be able to do it? So he brings Taka Tosfos. He says, look, Tosfos says that you're going to have a problem because Taka Roiv, and Loi Efshalom Locha Betzina because Roiv was Loi. He brings then the Balamoi, one more pshat, he says, and he says, with that, so you can understand it better, the whole thing. The Balamoi says that this is different. Yom Tov Sheni in Chutzlots wasn't the same as a normal minig that people were makabal on themselves. Kehillos were makabal not to do Melocha Zayrot. The Balamoi says, minig godl. The lotion vekiblu it's a bechol agoila. That means the achronim want to be mitagne b'lamor. It's more of a din. It's not a minik. It's a din. That means because it's a type of minik that the whole goila was makabel, so it turns it into a din. And once it's more of a lesser din, there's no such thing as betzina. It's not anymore chumra. If it's chumras minhogim, no.
Yeah, but the din was only for the bnei chutz.
Correct.
So
he's come to a place where the din is as though he's not the bala.
Chalav in the din.
That's what the Morgan of Rol. No, says Morgan Richardson. Taka. Why Betzina? You wouldn't. And the Morgan of Rol says that Betzina he's not allowed to any melacha. The Taz Taka says why not? And the Taz is choilet. But the Morgan of Rol's case, and these are the two reasons he gives that you cannot won't be able to any melacha Betzina or the Toisus because of Rav melacha or with the Kol or the Balamoy said it's more like a din. The wording is it's a minigod v'ein lifroi together. So when the Mishnah Berurah comes, when you come down to learn the Mishnah Berurah, asur lasas melacha. So the Mishnah Berurah why? He hasn't got anything. He hasn't got any dinim. The noisin all of chumrim mokim shaholach l'shom. So the mission of ruah v'afilah betzina osa. So he brings the mok achroinim. He brings achroinim to learn kataz l'shatim. There's no way around. So he says that's it. So the mission of ruah takes on that this would be an issa. Therefore, where we're up to at this stage, we'll see. Maybe there's other possible. Then would be quite complicated to be able to turn on a light to do even things with betzina. So that's how it comes out from the Morgan of Rol, Mishnah Berurah, and all the poskim. Let's go right to one more. Two more chidushim. We'll come back to this point.
Flying on the edge as well. Sector Yontu flying thing.
Yeah. Because what happens if there's Friday evening in the airport? Lal in London, you have a Friday evening in Heathrow working there, and you arrive on Yontu. Not everyone likes that idea because there could be a Zilus of Yontu.
You can't fly then. So.
No, there's a lot of Foska speak about it today. What's coming in, waiting to the in the airport till much later.
He
allowed it to stay.
From somebody.
Uh-huh. But you have to wait in the airport till till Motso, a couple of hours.
He went to Paris, and then he had to wait till after night to go from Paris to England.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is another shaila here, which I'd like to mention here. The midbar, if it's chutz l'tchum, we said you can do a melocha. It's a shul that comes. Then you pass from someone's in hospital. Chutz l'tchum, there's no one there. Works out, you should be able to do a melocha. That's what comes out. Pashtus. The shaila was, it's printed, and you see in Shevet HaLevi. There was a few shailas of very shailas which were the last 20 years, and you see from there a big chiddush. The ma'aseh that it's not as a portion that we take on the whole inyan. There was a couple of shailas there. Firstly, the shaila was when in Chelek Tes, he's got shaila there, where Yidden started going to Kvorim on Shavuos. Now, coming on to Shavuos, Kvutzes from Eretz Yisrael were going to Meshbridge and all these Uman and all these places. Now, the shaila was, are they allowed to do Melocha or not on second day Yom Tov or not in these places? Why? They wanted to go from one place, that's a Sordic people wanted to go from one place to another place. And they tainted, why not? We're Bnei Eretz Yisrael. They tainted that we're not. There's no yishuv here. This is no yishuv. It's not called the Mokim Yishuv. There's no Yidden who live there. People come, go. That's sort of a shaila of 20 years ago. And Mamela, were they allowed to go from one cave place to another town, or were they allowed to do melochas there? Is that considered or not? Another shaila they had was they take a group of it's sort of you can take a whole hotel for Yom Tov, let's say Pesach or Shavuos. A whole they take in Chutzlot somewhere, I don't know, in the middle of nowhere, there's no yishuv. Are they allowed to do the second day Yom Tov Melocha or not? When you learn the Sugya, doesn't seem to be a problem. Why? There's no, the Gemara says they shouldn't be machloikas, they won't be machloikas, there's no Chutzlot sticking in there. Zilus of Yom Tov, there's no Yom Tov here, there's only Goyim, let's say. And there's no, they shouldn't be Lechoyra. So the shayl. Ask the shaila. Would you be allowed to do it in your Yibun? Lemaisa, this case is a bit more complicated because, but these Kforim were as well people from Chutzlot were there. So here you've got as well, Enochanama, there is no Yishuv of Chutzlot, or you've got a case where you've got, let's say, 200 Etzisrol Likhiyin and 50 Chutzlot Likhiyin. So how's it going to work? They're going to do Melochas, is it Yom Tov, is it Chol? So here, Enochanama, what the Gemara meant, Yishuv is not allowed, Takadon's Yishuv, everyone's just come for Yom Tov. But here's more complicated. So, we was over this year from Rav Ozer, we spoke about this very, very stark against it. Against Chas Shon doing melochus in these places in a hotel. So he tied it. What did Rav Safra? So he said, but the Gemara state has to be allowed to. The Gemara said here, we just brought the Gemara, the Yishuv Lavid, and the Shinu Machloikis, or Zilus of Yomte, the Midbo Ma'ad, the Midbo Schutz Lutchum, and state here, the Midbo Mutter. So why should there be a problem? If it's a Midbo Chutz Lutchum, okay, so In the case where there's chutzos tiki yidin there, it's a bit of a taka worse because you've got shinu machloikos, you've got zilus, so there's other yidin there, even though they're not from the town. What happens when there's no one there? And so he went on to say, chas v'sholom, you know, zichr wouldn't, he said, v'shimoy finish. What did Rav Safra mean? Kohen Anan, he said, when it's a yochid. There's a big difference, he says, a yochid v'arabim. One person comes along and does melocha, no one will ever hear about it, no one will ever know, quietly, in chutzot, no issue. He said, if 200 people come and take over a hole and do outings on second day Yom Tov, it's obviously going to get out, it's going to be a big zilus of Yom Tov. So he wasn't v'shimoyf, and he said, the heter of all this, if it's not going to, even though people are only going to find out about it after Yom Tov, on Yom Tov there's no communication. But even after Yom Tov is enough to usher it, because people, it's called the zilus of Yom Tov, a tzibur doing in chutzvot, is you can never work it out. Is it Yom Tov or is it not Yom Tov? Right? He held Bain in these places where, like in the quorum where we spoke about, or in our hotel, at Kedekach, there was the shaila which he spoke there and the shiur about was, a group of shochtim went out for Shavuos Taka. Now, they went out to, you know, they go out for Eretz Yisrael, a group of shochtim, they go to Argentina or Australia, to places where there's, the nearest kehillah of Yiddish kehillah is about 100 kilometers near to the Yiddish kehillah. There's no chance that a yid, when there's no yid in it, it's some place where they do shechita. They go for 3 weeks, do shechita and come back. A minion of Eretz Yisrael again. They wanted to shech the second day Yom Tov. With this taina, als Yishuv, Yishuv, there's no yidin, there's no chutzos dik yidin, here there's nothing, there shouldn't be any sibati. He tainted, because it's a rabbim, one cannot allow such a thing. Rav Safra was only begichid. It's be a yochid here and a yochid there, who comes and can do it. But you're doing a kvutza, doing a melocha, min astam, it'll come out later on, but people will find out that they did melochas, they did shchit, and no. But mela, that was his chiddush in this inyan, a chasron to be mezalzel. The only thing he was making a bit by the quorum was that they're allowed to do another minyan. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who daven chol, we take on, because of this problem of Shinu Machloikas and Zilus Yom Tov, we don't let them do minyan. Reason being, because that would be a Zilusa. You got here, minyan of chol, people do minyan of chol, even though they don't do melocha. But to do a minyan of chol is a big Zilusa. Everyone's doing Yom Tov, and you've got a meal doing chol. So then, in that case, it was very complicated how to do it, because you've got here, ruba de ruba of people, Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and a meal. In this case, normally when there's a meal, the person davens all be chidus, or he davens with a minion. The chayotim said you should daven with a minion, daven a tefillah de chol, no one will realize. But he says if you're going to have 200 yidin davening chol and 50 yidin davening yom tov, it's going to be a bigger zilus the whole thing. So he's matzir to do takatuna. That's the only thing he allows melochas, not to wear big the Shabbos, yes, and to daven in another minion. So that was the chidush in chutz l'tchum.
Sinner the minion.
Who?
The minion Betzinah or the minion Bechbeth?
Yeah. No, you can't do 200 people can't do Betzinah and minion. It's like the Melocha, what Tosafot says, the Lo'ef Shalom Melocha Betzinah. He writes that because there was no option. What option did you have there? Normally there's a few people, come, so they don't know in the house. He writes there, 200 people are going to daven Betzinah, it's going to be much more for Behestia. It's not Betzinah. Everyone's going to daven in his room. It's not, it's come up not shy to sort it. And they were the Ruba the Ruba, so. Coming back to the Shaila now of B'yishuv B'tzina, L'choira, there's very little, according to the Morgan Avron, according to Mishabur, according to Rav Achroinim, there's very little to do a Meloch and the B'tzina. There's one Igris Moshe, brings down, makes it a little bit easier. Not everyone's masking to it, but one can say it over. About the light, putting on a light B'tzina. Igris Moshe has got a Taina Zoi. What din, the chutzos tikkun din has got certain, he hasn't got, he's not allowed to do melochas, which the chutzos tikkun yid cannot do melochas, which the chutzos tikkun yid cannot do. That's clear. One thing he can do, one he's a little bit easier in one way, that means as the Mishavu brings down, if he forgot to do Erev Tavshilin, Thursday, Friday was Yom Tov, like you mentioned. Now, the chutzos tikkun yid, if he didn't do Erev Tavshilin, he cannot cook. What happens if Eretz Yisrael Yid doesn't need to make Erev Tavshilin because he does not Yom Tov? Now he wants to cook on Friday. So we said till now he can't, it's in, he can't do melocha. And he hasn't done Erev Tavshilin. Is he allowed to cook or not?
Yeah, but Eretz can make Erev Tavshilin on Friday.
Then what?
If Yom Tov Sheni, if Yom Tov is there Friday,
That if there's a tzedakah, you need one.
No,
I'm talking about now that it's a tzedakah wants to cook on Erev Shabbos. He didn't do Erev Toshilin.
There's no
zilzal
here, because you're allowed to cook.
It's irrelevant. Yeah. So the Mishnah said there's no zilusa, there's no zilusa, there won't be problem. Any melocha that can be touched up, that a chutzalstika can do better.
Yeah.
Another dugma, I'll give you another example, going out Erev Techumen. He has to go to the hospital now. So the chutzalstika he would be able to if he would have done Erev Techumen. But he didn't do Erev Techumen. So now we allow that tzedakah to go out, because Horoya, the Mishnah says Horoya, yitle boy beheta. Horoya will say, the person who sees it, will say, Mustobi did Erev Tchumen, there won't be a Shinu Machloikas, there won't be Zilusa. Because any Melocha that could be touched up, that he was allowed, that he could do Beheta, in the same Chutzos that he could do Beheta, if he would have done Erev Tchumen and Mukta, only these things. That's what we pass in the Mishavura, and there's no problem, he can cook, because there won't be any Zilusa, and he can go Erev Tchumen if he needs to, if there's a Torah.
Can't come back.
Yeah, back will be the, yeah, that's true. So the Igris Moshe goes and takes it a step further, which the Mishnah obviously didn't speak. He says, now, putting on a light. So he says, Oy Bazoi, today most of our lights and electricity gets run by clocks, Shabbos clocks. So now, he's going to go, let's say, to the bathroom, Betzila, he says. No one sees, so the Maisam Loch, no one will see. So he says, What will he say?
Clock.
A clock, put it on. No one will tie it to him. No one will come to him and say to him, Hanan, you've been mazalzel with Yom Tov, Yom Shimach Loge. No one saw the melocha. It's Betzina.
At least o'clock in the morning, you can't go to another bathroom.
Maybe it was set before. We don't know when it was set.
3 o'clock in the morning, things are set.
But he didn't see when it went on. Suddenly he comes home, he sees the light on. People see the light on. So Ramosha wants to say, maybe, like you say, that if he didn't do Horoya,
yeah,
because the air conditioner, the heating goes on today, the 2 days on, so everything runs with a clock. So this person forgot. So he forgot to put the clock on, right? But the people don't have to really know. Hagam, many are not masking with this chiddush for two reasons. Firstly, it could be a deraisa, so you don't allow such a thing. It could be a shailah of havor or deraisa. But the other problem is the other taina, which many achronim say, which some of the apostles will bring down this chiddush, says Azoi, cooking, I'm doing it. I'm not hiding from what I'm doing. I'm doing it, and everyone who sees it, oh, he did erev tchumen. Here, you're doing something which anyone who sees, you're hiding from the melocha, and you're hoping that later on someone will be toiler it on a heter. That was it. But here, where you're doing chutz l'tchum, you're going in front of everyone. You're doing the melocha, and everyone will say, "Here, you're not doing. You're not doing the melocha in front of everyone. You're doing the melocha b'tzina, and you're hoping that everyone will take on that there was a clock of Shabbos or Mela. Not everyone. Many poskim didn't like the idea, and Mela, if one doesn't like the idea, there's very little movement on the whole thing. That means that sinner, you stay there, it's also, and he cannot do anything which sinner is considered the malocha at all. The remaining few minutes, let's maybe turn around now, let's speak about the case of Ben Chutzlod goes to Eretz Yisrael. So now here, Ben Chutzlod, someone goes for Shavuos to Eretz Yisrael, he's got a proper din of it's not as chumra, because in Eretz Yisrael there's no dina yom tov at all. There's proper. He comes there, he's got dina of yom tov, or if he's here, got dina yom tov. As akdoma to this dina, the shaila is, and this is toila many things. What dinim does he have? That means asoy. Today. The Gemara states Anan Kavir. We know Anan Kavir the Kriyah. We know exactly the Luach. We know exactly when it's Rosh Chodesh. We know when it's Yom Tov. We know everything. So what did when he has to do second day Yom Tov? On what is it? Is it a Sofik, or is it a Vaday, or is it not only a Vaday? Is it more Chumradik? The Chasam Sofer takes on. It's not a Vaday and it's a Sofik. Not a Vaday and it's more Chumradik. Even it's a Shavuos, for instance, would be even more Chumradik than Pesach and Sukkos. He takes on there. He asks why Bechlal. He says we do second day Yom Tov because Minig Avoseinu, our parents did. He says, I don't understand. Our parents didn't have to do Shavuos Bechlal the second day because Yom Shavuos is nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. 50 days from Pesach, And by till the 50 days, everyone will know when Rosh Chodesh is. It doesn't make a difference when it's year, seven, it's 50 days. So you've got 50 days, plenty of time. So why did I have to do Shavuos? So he takes on the Peshitas, that's Loi Plug, and Ad Kedei Kach, that our Seinu did it as well as Loi Plug, but mainly he says Loi Plug, of Pesach, makes him Muhammadic. And there he's got a whole Shaila there, the Oilam already probably know, in Kuf Mem Hei, about a get, someone wants to be Mati a get, on second day Yom Tov, to write a get, the reason being that the Baal was a goyses. The Baal was a goyses the second day, and they thought he won't make it anymore. The Shoyal tainted that he won't make it, he won't, and what will happen? State that there was a problem of Iguna, because there was no, he's never had, he wasn't Zoycha to children, and his wife, the Yovom, was an Ir Roima, Eretz Roima Rechoika, and writes, Isha Ania Beyoisa, she won't be able to get that. Anyway, she'll have big problems of Iguna, that's one Tzad Lehati, why some Rabbunim who should ask them. And the other Tzad Lehati was, this is already interesting Tzad, he writes, because there's the Klal, Yom Tov Sheni with Matir Ligabi Mes. Now here, the Beis Shmuel says, if he wouldn't do Chalitz as a Toiv of the Neshoma, if that means, even if a lady is got no intention of remarrying, when one does Chalitz, the Beis Shmuel writes, it's a toive for the neshama. The neshama is not ruig till she gets her chalitza. So she in Beis Shmuel in Ebenezer. The Mela, if this mace is going to dine on Yom Tov and will not get the chalitza, if the get won't be, so then there won't be a chalitza because she can't go there, and we won't do a get. He is going to the mace, and we allow things for mace. So the get is not only letzoyrech igun of the isha, it's the tzoyrech of the mace because he won't be able to die ruig. He won't be able to. So, Chsoifis is b'shimoy finish. And the apostle, the Rabbonu wants to be matter. Chsoifis is b'shimoy finish. I wouldn't allow such a heta. He writes two things. The mess that we're matter on the second day onto is covered a mess. It smells, there's a problem. All things which are the goof of the mess. He says, here you brought the Beis Shmuel is the neshoma. The neshoma, the goof is okay. The neshoma, for the things for the neshoma needs, we can't be matter. On to do a melocha. On the whole hetter was bizoina means. So Soifa goes along and he says b'shumay for those two reasons. And iguna, he said, it's not hetter. Not he said, if it would have been a sofik yom tov, you're right. Aber it's vadai, and it's not only vadai, it's loy plug, and it's more chomer to do a melocha on second day shavuos. It's more chomer than pesach and sukkos. Therefore b'shumay we cannot be mate to allow even b'shim iguna, even though he's masking there be a problem of iguna on the covered amaze, he wasn't masking. But because he takes on a zoi. Oba, lemaisa, we'll see here, the Mishnah Berurah brings, in Tov Tzadik Zion, there's a sif, and here it's built that there's a miut of Chroinim who say there is still a sofik. The Mechabah here brings in Tov Tzadik Zion, sif dal, sofik muchen muta, beyond tov, sheni, mishim nav sfek sveka. Something which wasn't muchen, it's a sofik. Muchen, if something's not muchen, it's a problem of muk, so you can't use any yom tov. What happens if it was a sofik muchen tzad? We weren't sure if by this man it was muchen or not. Shnei dor mechaber, sofik muchen, yom tov rishon not, yom tov sheni is muta. Why? Shem dav svek seker. So the Mishnah Berurah says, why is it svek seker? Shema ein hayoyim yom tov, second day, shema ein hayoyim yom tov, but shema nitzad meetzmoy, v'kwa huchen, v'loy machmirin. So that's the tzad lahati. It's a svek seker. Maybe today is not Yom Tov. Today is it's a second day. Maybe it's not Yom Tov. So the Mishnah Berurah, yesh cholkin b'zeh, v'svirlei delididon Yom Tov sheni loy mitam sofiku, shari bekin onu b'kvi diyarcha, v'yoydin onu shulchol. We know exactly everything. Elo shonim mekayim miniga v'seinu v'avik Yom Tov vaday midrabonon ve'en kan ele sofik echad ve'osa. He's saying, what Mechaber said, you're allowed to, because it's a sex take, it's only because of the Shitta, only on the Shitta that we take on, that's if it's a Sofik. Aber, if it's a Vadai, like we take on, he says, then you wouldn't be able to do it. It's one Sofik, and you're not allowed to. And Shonam Mechaber, many of them say, Vavik Yom Tov Vadam Dov, Ve'en Kanel a Sofik Echad, Ve'osa. So, the Mishra Rul ends up, Yesh Lahach Mikisvo Zu, Im Loi B'mokim Hefzid Gon. So, he says, the Mishra Rul takes on that. You've got to be Machmik Kisvo Zu, to take on that the second day Yom Tov is Kevadai. Why? Because he said the word in English, Shari Bikino, the Bikino Yachav, Yoydon Shechol. We know Gansko, to Elishon, we can't even say, we have Kyom Tevadai, with Rabbonon. The Master Shekel asked, how can it be? That's a bit interesting. How can it be more than our Seinu did it with Tam Sofik? They weren't sure when the shiloh, and we're doing it rather. We're doing something from their meaning what they did, and we're more. The machzor shekel brings the ran, and who says to, that's why he says he wants to say it's a sofik, because he says you can't be more. Well, we're doing it because our parents did it. So how can we be doing something more? Oben lemaisa, if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, near the Shaar HaTzion brings. He brings down that rov. Yeah. If a pichot was me das and kocher be oh, the alkein be mokin hefsed meruba yesh lismoy chazer. Brings down. Oh, here Rashal betumus adesh and mognavon betaz chemash magro vekapresh agras. All take on that it's vaday yomtiv. So my mailers of the mishabura that im loy be mokin hefsed gogul, then you can use the first tzad, which is some of the achroinim who take on the ears of sofik. It is a sophic. There is a few. There is a brings in a shaft. So the achrayim to take on that only behefs. That's why it's v'yesh lehachmik is also in loy b'mokin hefsed gadol. There's one interesting shaila which Taka heard in Shir as well. It's printed in Shevet HaLevi, I think Chelek Zayin. There was a yid who had a court case. He had a court case. Chutzlots had a court case, and he couldn't push off the court case, and it was a lot of money. And he tried to push it off, he already pushed it off once or twice. Anyway, the set date was second day Yom Tov. Second day Shavuos. And the shaila is, what are you meant to do in such a case? That means Azoi. There was two shailas. Are you allowed to send a goy, a solicitor, or a Amir Lakum, we take on them. If it's Vada Yom Tov, there's no head of Amir Lakum, it's like Shabbos. There's very little to do on that. If it's Amir Lakum. Can he walk there himself if it's in the town? Because that was the shaila there. So he says on this he's masking to be making a little bit because the achroinim say ena chanama rov achroinim. You see from the chasam soifen, you see from rov achroinim that's vada yom tov. Over because the mishabrul says and there's other achroinim who say that yesh lahakim is also imloy b'mokim hefsed gadol. He was talking about a lot of money, and it would have been a big hefsed gadol. Memela, so on that. He writes there, he's matir to send the goy, Amir la'akum, to send the goy, a yid, not, because you have to be choishish for the studium that it's a chumrah, and of a goy, al samir, Amir la'akum, which is a shvus, on achroinim who hold, that's a sofi yomtev, and there's a hefsed gadol, that was allowed, but he said for a yid to go, it's definitely going to be hefsed, it's come out not shak to do not chil yomtev, Memela, that would be the heter for Ben Chutzot. And if there is ever a heter, it would only be geboit on because you take on the like these achronim. There's a hefsed gadol or refuah because that's why we're refuah bismaker because there is achronim who take on it's a sofik. So that's why we take on this thing.
Father was told. No, I came later. Father was told.